Okay, welcome everybody. This is Missionary Enterprises, Missionary Aid International. Today we are July 1st, 2020, and Canada Day. And of course, today we're actually in the city of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Ottawa is actually the capital of Canada. Toronto, which is a bigger city, is the capital of Ontario. So Ottawa is actually the capital of Canada, and Ottawa's it's got a very similar sounding to its name to Oshawa, but we're about 4 hours apart and driving. And today we're actually at we're at Parliament Hill. The footage that I took, that we showed beforehand, and the footage that we're going to show after this short teaching, was at Parliament Hill. And actually right now we are at, it's called the Albert and Bay Suite Hotel. So it's a great place, it's a nice place. And actually I was quite blessed to come out here today with two sisters. And they're actually having a rest right now because we're ready to head back home in a couple hours. And we're out here for different reasons. The three of us, we're actually out here for sort of different reasons, but at the same time, we have a lot of things in common. And so the footage that I took today will speak for itself. I don't really want to get into that today. I just want to get into a little bit of the things that I saw today. And also the things that we talked about on the way out here this morning, because really the 4 hour drive was quite short because of the conversation. The fellowship was extremely good. Basically 4 hours straight of Bible, and trying to understand or bring some understanding to what is going on in the world today. Basically, it's nothing new what's going on in the world today. Yet at the same time, there are some things that are new for this nation, also for this continent of North America, this nation of Canada, but also this continent of North America. We're seeing some things that maybe we haven't seen in quite some time, and some things that we've never seen before, and that fits in with what we know to be true. For those who are Bible believers, those who are, you know, born again, born of God, born of the Spirit, born of incorruptible seed, a new creation in Christ. Met all kinds of people today, saw all kinds of things, good things. Met a lot of French people. Obviously, we're not too far from Quebec, or actually we're going to be going to Quebec for a meal. Before we head back home, we're going to be going to Hull, just on the other side of the river, which is about a 15-minute drive from here. But I just wanted some of the things we talked about this morning, especially between myself and Jeanette, the driver. But we also came out here with Stephanie Jackson, and I met actually with these two ladies this winter concerning the yellow vests and different things like that. I don't want to get into it too much into that. But some of the things I tried to explain, we're talking about this morning on the way here, was regarding government. And because this is what was all about today, is the government. That's why we went on Parliament Hill. Government is nothing new. Actually, God initiated government. God has a government. Government comes from the word govern. So every nation has a government. Here in Canada, we have provinces. In the states, in America, they have states. Here we have provinces. So every province has a government. Like the federal government here in Canada right now is liberal. But in the government in Ontario is conservative, conservative. So we have government, and even we have government that governs cities. And so government was instituted actually by God in many ways, because God has a government. God wants to govern. Heaven is governed by God. Heaven itself is a city, and eventually that city is going to be established upon the earth for eternity, when it's all over, done with, when the two judgments take place and all that. But God has a government. And because of the fall of man, which, you know, when you go back to Genesis 3, regarding the fall of man, and also regarding what God had given mankind before the fall, which is found in basically in the first and the second chapter of Genesis, especially in light of Genesis 1, verse 26, and then verse 28 concerning God having made mankind in our image. That's what it says, not his image, our image, the triune God. But then it goes on saying that God said, let man have this authority. So even though God made mankind in his image, God gave man the authority not to exert over the earth on himself, by his own. No, he was supposed to, man was supposed to be in cooperation with God. And of course, verse 28, God blessed man and he told man what to do, right? So we have subdue, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, amplified here, using all its vast resources in the service of God, man, and have dominion, all right? So in the service of man, in other words, for man, not against man, but for man. But because of the fall, we know what took place. I shared this also in Genesis 6. I don't want to read everything here, but even in Genesis 6, verse 5, and then verse 11, 12, and 13. And the key word here, remember what I said, man? God gave man the authority or the dominion over the earth. And because of the fall, because of what man did by not believing what God told him to believe, by not doing what God told him to do, is by eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which was not a temptation, was not a test. He had to give man a choice so that man could exert his free moral agency, which we talked on the way up here this morning. So here in verse 13 says, God said to Noah, I intend to make an end of all flesh, for through men, or through man. So it's always man. God is never the problem. And even the devil is really not the problem, because all Adam had to do, I've made a video on that, all Adam had to do was say no. All Adam had to do was come in agreement with God said, we're not going to eat this tree because we don't want to die. And that would have put an end to it right away. But they didn't. Eve gave voice to what the enemy said. And Adam didn't know nothing about it. It's called the silence of Adam. And we know what happened. So you got to go 4,000 years later from the fall to the birth of the second Adam, which gave birth to the new race. A brand new race. God still has intent. His original plan was to govern the earth through man. Through man. Not apart from man, but through man. Or even with man, but through man. And man was given the choice, a free moral agency, a freedom to choose to allow God to do so or not to do so, or even to give God, you know, in certain areas to allow him to as much as he wanted to, in other areas, if he didn't want God to govern in that area, man was given the choice. But with those choices comes consequences. And we talked about that today. There's consequences to the law of sowing and reaping. If you sow good seed, you'll have a good harvest. If you sow bad seed, you'll have a bad harvest. You know, you judge a tree by its fruit. You got a good tree. Jesus talked about that. The second Adam talked about that. You've got, you look at the fruit, well, look at the tree. You got a good tree, you'll have good fruit. You have a bad tree, you have bad fruit. You have bad fruit. So from the fall to the birth of the second Adam, the incarnation, we have 4,000 years of basically God was able to do some great things, but overall man governed the earth. And of course, we find out in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians 4:4, it talks about the God of this world. So we know that the enemy, the serpent, the devil, Diablos, Satan, the God of this world, the prince of the air, he governs the world, the fallen world of man. Even though we have the cross, we have the incarnation, we have the cross, which brought in the substitution, which brought in the new birth, all these different things. Overall, we still see the God of this world having the dominion. All right? And he exerts that through fallen man. And in many places, he exerts his dominion through even Christians, carnal Christians, backslidden Christians, you know, Christians who are not walking according to the Spirit. If you're not walking according to the Spirit, you're walking according to the flesh. And we know that the devil, demons, they work with flesh. They work with the old man. And I teach a lot on that. I don't really want to get into that. And I want to make this short. So God has a government. And I was explaining to Jeanette today that what we're seeing here in Canada and what we saw a few years ago in North America and America, and even what we're seeing in the States right now with different, just a lot of violence and different things like that, I said, we need to see the big picture. Because if we just look at what we see in the natural, that's walking by sight, then we're going to think it's just about man, but it's not just about man, because even if you go to Ephesians 6, I turned there today, Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10, it talks about putting on the armor of God, the full armor of God. And then Paul goes into great detail why we need to put on the armor of God, because he tells us what we're up against. So we're not up against just man. No, we're up against principalities, powers, spirit of the air, all these different things like that. So these are all, it's evil. And that's one of the key words that was coming up in our conversation today was, why is man so evil? Well, man is evil because of the sin and death nature, because of the fall of man, because man is void of God's image. But we see a lot of evil today, and we've seen evil throughout the whole history of mankind, and we're going to see more evil because of the God of this world, the evil one, evil spirits, unclean spirits, demons. There's all kinds of names in the New Testament concerning these things, which are a great reality. So it brings perspective in what we're seeing today. And once you understand that, then it'll help you understand how to pray, because this is what it's all about. This teaching is concerning under a mini documentary presentation. It's not so much concerning Canada, a missionary nation, training sending nation, but it does have to do with that. But this also has to do with Canada Day and the importance of celebrating Canada as a nation of freedom. And God is all about freedom. And I was sharing with Jeanette this morning, I said, before I got saved, I thought I was free because I was doing whatever I wanted to do. But once I got born again, I realized I wasn't as free as what I thought, because then I really got free. I got free from a lot of different things. I got free from the alcohol, the nicotine, the drugs, the promiscuity, the coarse language, all these different things. I got free from that supernaturally. So then I really saw, I experienced freedom at its best, because once you're born again, before you're born again, you're not free. Even if you're never into drugs, stuff like that, you're still not free, because you have addictions. And also, you know, I teach a lot about strongholds, mindsets, wrong mindsets. So a wrong mindset, there's no freedom in a wrong mindset. You may think you're free, but you're not. And you will never find out until you get born. You get born again. And even once you are born of the Spirit, the Bible talks about putting off the old man, putting on the new man, talks about mind renewal. That's all part of freedom. That's all part of sanctification. So these people, we're talking about this, do they actually know what they're doing? I mean, are doing it on purpose? Do they know what they're doing? Personally, I say no, they don't know what they're doing. It's like what Jesus said at the cross, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they're doing. So they think they know what they're doing, but they don't know what they're doing because there's an influence, an invisible influence behind all of that. Now, he knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing because he's unredeemable. The god of this world, demons, we talked about a third of the angels that followed Satan, they cannot be redeemed. So I say this many times, they're sore losers. So they're trying to bring as many people as they can with them into this place called the lake of fire, whatever you want to call it, hell, the abyss. There's all kinds of names for it in the Old and the New Testament, especially the New Testament. So that's the whole, they have an agenda. And whether they accomplish this through violence, through religion, different religions, cults, different movements. I don't want to mention things on our video, stuff like that. Not at this time anyhow. I'm not afraid, but I just rather keep it politically clean and all that. But there's an agenda behind these things. And most of the people, they don't even know. They're just puppets. They've been brainwashed. We talked about this morning too. They've been brainwashed. And they are. They don't think they are, but they are. They've been brainwashed. And they are being brainwashed. And they're brainwashing others. And then you've got other people that they know what's going on. So then you've got this great battle between light and darkness. And, you know, I mentioned about this morning, I mentioned about the war of words, you know, and the war of ideologies or the war of beliefs, you know. And there's a huge war out there. And there's casualties of war, you know, and some worse than others. So going back to government, not wanting to make this too long, God still wants to govern this earth. He does. God wants to govern Canada. He does. He wants to govern America. He wants to govern North America. He wants to govern Asia. He wants to govern Africa. He wants to govern every nation in Africa. He wants to govern every nation in Asia. He wants to govern all of these places where in most cases, he's not able to govern. And it's not because he doesn't have the power to do so. It's because he's given the dominion over to man. He's given man the authority. And he's given man the freedom of choice. And, you know, going back to this whole God's sovereignty, well, it's God is not sovereign in as much as we think he is. And I think there's a misconception with this sovereignty issue and God allowing or God ordaining. You know, I've heard that before. God ordained Adam to fall. No, he didn't ordain Adam to fall, but he allowed him to fall, or he allowed him to do the right thing. God allows what we allow. So when we do the right thing, then, you know, God is there to help us to do the right thing. And when we choose to do the wrong thing, even though we're doing it out of ignorance, it doesn't matter, you know. God is still limited. He has limited himself with man in creating mankind. I heard that years ago, that God created himself 7 million. Well, we're up to 7 billion people now, or maybe a little bit more over, whatever. But God actually limited himself when he created man. Yeah, he limited himself, but his power is still available. And yes, the devil has power. The devil was not stripped of his power. God has given us his power over the power of the enemy, of the evil one, but we need to know how to exert that power. To put God to work, faith puts God to work. So God has to exert his dominion. God has to exert this dominion through the church since the cross, the body of Christ, the sons of God, the new creation. And he does that through our faith. So if we don't believe what we should be believing, then God is limited. God is, we put an obstacle to God. And that's what we're seeing today in Canada. We're seeing the God of this world doing some things to this nation. And if, you know, it's great to get together and protest and different things like that, I'm not saying I'm not against it, but it's still ultimately, it's not the solution. It really isn't the solution. So I want to thank you for your time. I want to keep this short. And just to, you know, the Holy Spirit, He's inside of us. He's taught me a lot of things about government. I have more to learn, but I've got lots already to put into practice regarding intercession, interceding according to His mind, according to His will. Of course, it has to be done in faith too, not in doubting. So one of the verses that comes to my mind right now is Hebrews 11:3. So that's one of the key ways that God wants to, well, it says the framing worlds, but framing generations, framing cities, framing states, framing provinces, framing, you know, even whole continents. God wants to frame because these cities, these states, these provinces, these nations, they're made up of people. So God wants to frame, God wants to change, God wants to transform these nations according to His will. And of course, when that takes place, then we see good things happening. We see people getting saved. We'll see people getting delivered. We'll see delivered from demons, delivered from addictions. We'll see people getting healed from all kinds of sicknesses and diseases in the way that we see in the four Gospels, even in the book of Acts. I was talking with a brother. There's a lot of Christians out there today, and that's what he's saying. You know, I was saying about the four Gospels, and then he mentioned the book of Acts. And I said, exactly, that's what God hasn't changed. So the church has to line up with the Word. That's what I'm saying right now. So it's up to us. God is waiting on us. A lot of people are waiting on God, but that they've got it all wrong. God is waiting on us to line up with His Word, to line up with His will, what He wants to do, specifically for Canada. What He wants to do here in Canada, it's going to be different in a nation like Pakistan or India, because the culture is different there. A society is different. The mindset is different, you know? So we got to find out what God wants to do. And you'll never find out what God wants to do until you start spending time with Him, because it's the same thing between a man and a woman in the context of matrimony. You'll never find out what your spouse loves and what she doesn't love, or whatever, or he loves or he doesn't love, until you start spending time and you start communicating. So it's time for the church to start listening to what God wants to do, and we need to do that, and God will do the supernatural, and we'll see great things happening in our nation. I have great hope for Canada. I do. So I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for social media. Thank you for those who are following us, those who like us, those who watch us on YouTube and on Facebook, Twitter, so many other platforms. We do a lot of live streaming, live journal, a lot of good even podcasting. So I want to thank you.